This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. We're going to hear the last part of this message now. It's been playing this week here on the radio. We're looking at why Christians, why people who start off as Christians don't make it until the end. It's astounding. The Lord Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 13 that out of four different groups of people that start off praising the Lord in the faith, only one make it until the end. The first group we saw didn't understand and they didn't make it. The second group, it says here, has no root in himself, but endures only for a while, or my translation said, is temporary Christian. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. Everyone's offended today. What a buzzword that is. Here's Jesus 2,000 years ago, Greek word scandalon, talking about those that are offended. We're looking at the last group today, those that are deceived by riches, by money, choke out. Choke out the word, that still small voice, and that person dies. The seed dies in them. And the last group are those that hear it, receive it, and do what he says. We're wrapping this up. This is the last part now of this message. How's your soil?
God giving you trials today is a good thing, which is why James said what he said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops patience, endurance. Count it all joy because God's working behind the scenes, making you stronger, giving you deep, deep roots, able to weather any storm. You know, you look at the ISIS over there in Syria. I mean, compared to that, if that would have happened in this country. I mean, these Syrians, I mean, these guys, they're tough. You don't hear of any that denied the faith. If you did, it'd be all over the New York Times. But, I mean, these guys endure horrendous suffering every day. I wonder if it could be the same if that happened here in this country. Jesus said, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them, I'll compare him to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain came down and the floods came, and the wind blew and fell against that house, and it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. To be founded on the rock is to have deep, deep roots firmly grounded in Christ. Now, God's been trying to help you if you're in this group. And he's been trying to help you by making your life difficult and full of adversity. Gasp! Sorry. God's desire is to take you out of soil number two and transplant you into soil number four. And that comes through one way, trials. That's it. Trials. Count it all joy when it happens to you. God's at work. Boy, I failed that so many times. David said this as an old man. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Psalm 37:25. Let God do these things in you. Let him take you out of this group into the next. His trials are good. They have a good result intended for them. Soil number three, thorny. The seed sown in the thorns is he who hears the word, and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and it becomes fruitless. Remember, all of men and what they do with Christ and the fight over a person's soil is described in only four types of soils. The word of God sown in a thorny soil is like a man who, well, these two things. Number one, he let the trouble of this world, I translated this in my Bible as the anxieties of this age. But he lets the troubles from this world affect his faith, and he's taken out. At least becomes useless to the master, which, by the way, is not an enviable position. Amen? Luke 21:25. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. On the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them from fear. And the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers that are heaven will be shaken. The second thing here with this group is he lets money deceive him. This type of Christian lets his drive for money and the accumulation of money choke out the word. That is, when money becomes more important than God. So the word inside this person's choked. And like a person who is choked, the word slowly dies, and then the word becomes fruitless. So to choke out the word is to silence the still, small voice of God until all your thoughts are now your own. As Jeremiah said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Remember what the Lord said too, John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out like a branch and withered up. And they gather him and throw them into the fire and they're burned. Jesus says you cannot serve God and mammon or money. Notice all three of these types of soils leads a person to not being a Christian any longer. All right, so what's the way out if you find your soil represented by this picture? Well, that's easy. It's right here in the Bible. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That is, seek God first. If he calls you to give it all away, give it all away. And you'll end up with more than what you started with in the first place. Be faithful to God to whatever he's called you to do. Look what happened to Job. He lost everything. And God replaced it with how much more than what he had before? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Serve God. Mark 10:24, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. One more. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. When you're obedient to the first commandment, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might, you'll be okay. And this thorny soil will not describe you, but rather, it'll describe someone else. Someone not willing to change. Someone who loves money more than they love God. All right, this brings us to the last one. Number four. What the Bible calls good ground. Verse 23, the seed sown on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. I can't even get through this verse without making this comment. He hears it, that is, he's got ears to hear. He understands it, that is, you do what the word says, right? If you lift up your voice for understanding, seek her as silver, search for her like hidden treasure. Do this and you'll find the knowledge of God. Trust in the Lord, do you understand it? In all your ways, acknowledge him, do you understand it? I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed, his children begging for bread. Do you understand it? I'm asking you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Do you understand it? Get my point, right? The seed sown on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Simple enough, isn't it? The good soil is this. Three things. One, the good soil is one who hears the word. That is, you've got ears to hear. Praise God if you've got ears to hear. 5 billion people out here in the world today, I can tell them that God loves them and will go after me with a hatchet. Because I'm telling you, God loves you. So praise God you've got ears to hear. The good soil is one who understands the word. Right? Repent and believe the gospel. All call the name of the Lord will be saved. The good soil is one who bears fruit. That is, as a result of one and two. You've got ears to hear, you understand the word, and now the good soil is one who bears fruit. Notice it doesn't say one who automatically understood it. Perhaps it was someone that used to be in group number one who didn't understand. But they loved the Lord so much that they repented, if need be, and they set their heart on not being in that group. Wanted to be in the last group that the Lord commended. And deep down, I think all true followers of Jesus Christ, deep down inside, long to be in this last group. They long to hear these upcoming words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That should inspire you. Also, we see the good soil is one that bears fruit and produces all the various degrees, some 30, some 60, some 100. Remember, it's God, though, that gives the increase. Here's a revelation for you. How much fruit is produced by you is not your problem and not your concern. It's up to you to have the right heart condition. And seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's up to him to bring about the increase in your life. So how can we be certain we're represented by soil number four, the good soil? Answer, by the end results. Let me say, do you know any good fruit inspectors? I'm one. Why don't you step into my office? Are you willing to hear the truth? Remember what Jesus said. By their fruits, you will know them. And here's the good news. If you are a genuine Christian, you have no choice but to do this, to bear fruit and produce. It's part of your heritage. It's in your blood. This comes second nature to you, like riding a bicycle. Is you doing good to people? So my last probing question then is this. Is this where you're at today? Do you find yourself in this fourth group, or perhaps one of the other three? Paul said, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.